Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as companies, most of us have had this dilemma. We know that we don't have the expert financial staff we need, but we also know a CFO's salary is beyond us. Well, my next guest has the perfect solution. It's been called Spotify for the C-suite. You hire the financial guy or gal for the days you need them. Spotify for C-suites, so to speak. Does it work? I'm delighted that the person behind the idea, Sarah Daw, co-founder of the CFO Centre and author of Strategy and Leadership as Service, joins me now. How are you, Sarah?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Now, this isn't a new idea, let's say. It's where you basically pair off available accountants or CFOs on a needs basis with businesses that maybe can't afford a full-time CFO. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So as a business, we've been going a fair amount of time, actually, well over 20 years. And we realised very early on, we're the people that put it together, myself and the founder, Colin Mills, we realised that there's people like us who are CFOs but want to live and work differently and slightly disillusioned with corporate life, wanted to wrestle back control from corporate and be in control of our agendas. So, you know, Colin and others and myself, we realised that there was a gap in the market for smaller, medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, who couldn't afford that full-time CFO, but recognised they needed the skill set as the need arose or on an ongoing basis. And that's the gap in the market that we filled all those years ago.
And you've built this business to a sizable one. I was looking there, turnover north of 50 million, and you're hoping to do five times that by the year 2030.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, I mean, it started off pretty slowly, to be honest, because no one really knew what we were talking about in the early days. But the concept's really catching on, and these businesses really need the skills to scale. And it's totally affordable because they can flex it up and down, and they can have it, you know, one day a week, 2 days a month, whatever suits them. And so it's really caught on. And what we realized was that not only we started off in the UK, yet not only that, we realized that there were, you know, millions of SMEs globally and also lots of people, CFOs globally, who wanted to live and work this way. So we started going international. And we're now in 17 countries. I think we came over to Ireland, CFO Centre Ireland, around 2016-17.
Okay.
And we can really see the pathway to further growth.
Tell us this, Sarah. Is one of the, I suppose, the, and maybe it's not a flaw in the model, but would a potential client end up being a competitor in that if I hire a CFO for a day a month and I like him or her and we get on well, then maybe he becomes or she becomes my full-time CFO. Does that happen? Or do you mind if that happens?
So, yeah, it's a really, really good question. So generally, no. I mean, if it works for the client and that they really, really do need that full-time CFO in the end, and it's right for the CFO and the client, then obviously we'll come to some arrangement around that and it would be the right thing to do. But what we do find is that, firstly, it can take quite a while. We actually believe that businesses can go quite a long way on the part-time model. You know, we are, as you said, north of 50 million revenue as a business, and we have a part-time C-suite to run our business. And it all depends how you sort of structure the finance function underneath that CFO. And then we've also found that bigger businesses can work with us as well. So larger, mid to large corporates can work with us where they've got a group CFO who may be employed, but actually those people haven't got the bandwidth and all the skills and capacity to do everything in their role, especially in the sort of turbulent and challenging times from today. So actually we engage with those individuals and we can be like a flexible resource to dynamically enable them to access lots of different talent pools for different roles around their business as that grows. So the model actually has quite a lot of legs, really, to go a long way to support businesses.
And would I be right in saying that you know, the people that you make available, the CFOs, you describe them as corporate freedom seekers. So does that mean that they're just tired and burnt out of the corporate world, and they can apply their skills to a smaller, more exciting business model?
Yeah, it's a bit of that. It's the fact that many of them, some of them might have had some difficult experiences in corporate and been burnt out. But what you find often in corporate is sometimes you get further and further away from the sharp end of business when you're in a very large organization. And the role turns into something that perhaps isn't quite as meaningful for them as when they first came along. And it can be quite testing in terms of travel and 24/7 commitment and lack of family time. And I think people are beginning to, and I know the C-suite are beginning to realize that their well-being is important. And actually, I think COVID turbocharged this around, you know, realizing what's important to us in life. So I feel a lot of us have decided there's a different way of living and working. So, and interesting, with those bigger businesses that we work with, we can still work in the corporate world, but basically more on our own terms. And in the SME world, what it means is that our people can work, say, they can work 5 days a week, but they can work it flexibly because they own their agenda and they can pop in something really important on a Wednesday afternoon that they need to do, which they may not be able to do in corporate.
Yeah.
So it's a different way of living, and people often combine it with other things that they need to do in their lives. So for instance, my story was that I needed to look after my young children when I first started, and there's no way I could do that and hold down a big corporate job. So it worked perfectly for me.
Yeah. And would I be right in saying that the way we work now, as it's evolved, and you say you're in business 20 years, has really played into your hands in terms of what you offer? Because there's been a greater move, I suppose, corporately and in the SME world to this type of working.
Absolutely. I mean, I see it's really rising. I mean, I guess we are part of the gig economy and the more privileged end of the gig economy, I might add. But I think the concept of accessing services and products instead of owning them, and in our case, it would be employing them, is beginning to take off. And everyone's beginning to realize that you can have longer term relationships in this access way of working. And employment is just a contract at the end of the day. It's a piece of paper. It's more the psychological relationship that's important as to whether you've got committed people. And that's what we focus on. Our people are highly committed to our clients and the businesses that we work with, because we absolutely have to, we've chosen to be there and we've chosen to want to work with it this way. So it really matters to us. We're not just doing it for a paycheck.
Yeah. And do you see that your services are, you know, they're while they're occasional and they're, you know, they're demand led, as in you turn them up or down as the need arises. But the role of CFO, the role of the accountant in the business, is a pretty pivotal one in terms of its importance. You know, particularly SMEs, where an entrepreneur may not be the best guy at minding the cash. That the role of the accountant or the chief financial officer is critical and it can't be done, some may argue, on a part-time basis.
Yeah, I mean, I think so for the SME community, it absolutely can be done on a part-time basis, no question of that. So those businesses, you know, don't need a full-time CFO in the main. The whole way of getting this right is making sure you've got the right finance function working with that CFO. And it would be our job to design that, to make sure you've got all the other skills in the finance function, the right skills at the right level. So a full-time CFO working with a small, medium-sized enterprise would be twiddling their thumbs for some of the time if they were full-time. I can guarantee that. It does depend on the complexity of the business. But, you know, given that SMEs are, you know, the lifeblood of global economies, you know, in Ireland, I think, you know, 99% of the economy will be driven by those SMEs. So it's hugely important. And I think, it's totally affordable. But no, I mean, it's absolutely possible. These people are hugely experienced. They've seen so many things. They're so experienced that they can really turbocharge these SMEs and give them the right skills and the right insights and be the confidant of the entrepreneur to sit right beside them and help them, you know, walk in their shoes with them and be right behind them to sort of pick them up when things go badly as well. So it's about the relationship as well as the technical stuff.
Okay. Well, look, I know you call it Spotify for the C-suite. I might call it Tinder for accountants, but either way, we're talking about the same thing. Sarah Daw, co-founder of the CFO Centre. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.